Shop Academy Sports and Outdoors online and get $20 off when you spend $100 or more on Academy.com. Or get $10 off when you spend $50 or more. Buy online and pick up in-store. Shop Academy.com today. Ends May 25th. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See Academy.com/disclaimers for details.
I like them nasty. Real nasty, yeah. She like me, I'm nasty. I like her, she nasty, yeah. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
Real nasty.
I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like to jump in that pussy and suck on them fingers. I promise you, girl, I don't miss. Squeeze on that ass while I rub on your asshole. While you motorbike up on the dick. Suck on my dick and I give you a kiss. Guess I'm a nasty little bitch. I'm with the shit. Yes, I'm with the shit. If you fucking with me, then you fucking a bitch. I know some little booties who nasty. I got some big booties who nasty. This who I go to when I won't be happy. Cause they nasty, nasty. I like a bitch, you go do what I tell her. Suck on that dick in some freezing cold weather. Play with that pussy right there in the car. Fuck all that rubber, she want that dick raw.
She got that wet, wet, certified.
Taking you there when she look in your eye. Wet, wet, slip and slide. Know I'm trying to slip and slide. I'm in that pussy and I like the taste. Tastes like that act in a good fan of great. On that X trippin', me and babe. Ate her ass. Kevin Gates,
know what I like.
I like them nasty, nasty. Yeah. I like them nasty, nasty.
I like them nasty,
nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
I like them
nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
I like them nasty. Freaky as fuck, but she classy. Suck on that dick without asking. Swallow them kids in the back. He put his thumb in. Hit from the back, ain't no running. Hit from the side, and I'm coming. Turn around, let him nut on my stomach. Ride in his face, nigga, eat up the clip. Look in his eyes when I lick on the tip. Taking his soul when I dance on the dick. Spit in my mouth, I'm with all of that shit. Hit with no rubber, babe, I wanna feel it. Shoot the club up with my legs to the ceiling. Hands around my neck, sweat this boy trying to kill me. Yeah, we get busy off the Henny.
I like him nasty, nasty. 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 I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
Times. I don't know what happened this particular time, but anyways, welcome. You guys are now inside the operating room. I am the doctor. Happy Sunday, everybody. We are in season 3. This is the 4th episode. So, is this the 4th episode? It seems like we've done hundreds of episodes. I'm going to write that in Gooch file. Ladies and gentlemen, our fan favorite is here. Gooch, say what's up to everybody.
Sup, whores.
Cooch says, what's up, whores? Lolo's in the building. Say, what's up, Lolo?
What up, y'all? All
right, Lolo. If Mo Fade is here, hi, Mo Fade.
What up, what up, what up, though?
What up, though? You guys are inside the operating room. We're going to have a good time today. We are talking the oral do's and don'ts. We're talking about how to communicate effectively, or if that even could be done, on how you like head. We're talking about what not to do doing head. We have a situation that we want to talk about. And again, our fan favorite, just relax. Just relax.
When you was outside, doctor, you didn't hear him. I was like, just slow down. Just wait a minute. The mic's not even active yet.
Our fan favorite, Gucci's here. We always have a good time when Gucci's here. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Good.
How y'all doing?
Good. Apparently he was all turned up. Off camera is what we've been saying. We'll talk to you about this off camera.
He was excited. About this topic.
Yeah, because you know, I got some issues get off my chest, man.
All right, we're going to talk the oral do's and don'ts today. We got a couple things we're going to talk about. Lolo's going to talk about Keisha Cole and Ag B. And that whole crazy.
Yeah, he's almost 40. You still embarrassing yourself like that?
We gotta go over that. We gotta, so yeah. We got two set me out contestants. Lolo is definitely in the building today, so we're going to get her together. And Cam, we're going to find some only nice young lady. He said he's looking for somebody that knows how to cook. And as he said that multiple times, so he needs a chef or something, or somebody close to it. We're going to talk about that today, though. You guys feeling good today?
Yeah.
We ain't turned up enough. I'm gonna get us turned up. If you guys have any questions or comment about today's show, make sure you guys reach out 314-441-5155 and I'm on Instagram Live today. Hi Instagram. Hey. Alright. We're gonna let Gucci get warmed up in just a second.
Gucci is high already.
It's stuff we gotta talk about. I'm gonna try to tap in to Facebook. So it was just 1 second. We'll be back in just a moment. But thank you guys for joining us, all right? Let's see if this works. It's not. Can you guys hear that music out there?
I don't think they can. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Oh, more technical difficulties.
It's always me when it's a technical issue.
Alright, so
it's on. I
can hear it.
But I don't hear it through the speaker. Is this the right cord, Tweezy? That I'm dealing with?
It's on.
This one? It was the playback.
Yeah, that was off my phone.
The playback. Hold on, technical issue.
Is it playing?
Are you gonna?
It's playing, I just don't hear.
Alright, so have you tried turning up the volume there?
In the drop top B, I'm in the pop top 3, and my pops got G's, so the watch got chillin'. When you go to DTP, we give the people what they want. And when they come to hustle, yo, you know we ain't no punk. And you catch me in the town, we on the low and in the cut. And when we hit the party, yo, you know we keep it crunk. Your partner acting tough, he on the floor and get act like you ain't know, not tell your girl to pass the your chick is more than beanie, cause you know that I'm you see me on the G because I'm rolling ludicrous. Don't hate him, shine a baby, just be mad at who you with. I keep a couple hammers so you know I'm too legit. Just so you understand it, so you know I'm about that bread.
About my
and
bread.
Don't you try to play me for a joke about my cash. Before I hit the tip and got the about to stay. I know it's y'all that this is what he say.
What he say?
I was getting some, getting some. I was getting some, getting some. I was getting some, getting some. He's the kind of girl that make it out. I was.
Top dog, I guess I ain't supposed to count. A quarter meal before the deal, my wife was spending most of that. By the bar out, thinking they can hang with us.
a bunch of shit.
Well, you have to cover your teeth.
Am I lying? I'm just saying.
You have to cover, I think. Facebook won't let me go live. So.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. You have to make sure you definitely roll that lip.
Yeah, I think just keep your teeth covered. It shouldn't be, it shouldn't be. I don't know. It shouldn't be that close to your teeth. It should be as far back as possible. And your tongue should kind of wrap around it. So you shouldn't. I don't know. Cause I guess
you got to have your mouth open. Yeah. Is what she's saying.
That's,
basically.
Don't relax. Your mouth should be relaxed to where your teeth is resting on the
dick. Your teeth should not be. Yes.
Ladies, if you're not giving up that Gulk Gulk 3000 or that Necatron Double Twist 800, 8000, don't be doing it. Stay in the little girl league. Don't come over to the big girl league. You know what I mean? That same thing go for dudes from what I heard. Not
which
eating.
Is wild, bro.
Like, you know, like...
How would my teeth even get involved to where... No.
That's criminal. It's like, you're not supposed to bite the coochie. You're supposed to bite the booty cheeks.
Or something like...
The nibble be... If it's soft, that's different. But once you start, like...
Using your teeth.
Yeah, you acting like a little rabbit.
I've never had anybody complain. I ain't never had a female complain about me getting them head. Never.
And then, like, it's a cat, but don't lick it like a... Cleaning
he supposed to
like,
suck on it and lick it. Lick it slowly. Do
utilize
the alphabet.
Everything that you have to utilize. That's what I'm
saying. And enjoy that journey. You know, find out what different things your partner may be into. With men, we can't just go in like we're a fucking rabid pit bull that caught a fucking stray squirrel in the yard or something. Sometimes every woman is a different journey, I swear to God. And like, some women be like, yo, take your time, don't like, learn your partner is what I'm getting.
You're supposed to make love to the pussy.
Yeah, like
you're supposed to like with your tongue. Like you, if you know how to kiss, then you know how to eat the pussy.
No.
Give me the gavel. Where is it?
Says who?
The gavel.
No.
Well, man, I'm speaking for my experience.
No.
My experience.
Know how to titties, the neck, all of that.
What?
When he got down there, it was like
he didn't know what he was doing.
Well, I say my experience.
I had the opposite
because I like to kiss.
Like, oh, if you know how to suck dick good, you should know how to kiss. And I'm like, oh no, I don't kiss men like that. Like I'm not into
not
that.
A serial kisser.
I'm not a serial kisser, so I'm not into that. So it's like, is that true though?
What?
Like, is it if you give good head, or are you a good kisser? Is that true?
It should be. It's the same motion. It's the same motion. It should be.
Your tongue around
his.
As if it's,
I mean, it's like you could look at, you know, like let's say you look at a girl, she eating a pickle or eating a banana. I'm like, damn, she probably look like she suck a mean motherfucking dick.
She did a good job.
And can't even eat a dick.
Hey, that's why.
Yeah, it might eat it, literally.
I just bite them up. Say, that's the thing right there. Like, yo, she is putting her mouth on that for consumption. That mug is not coming back. Let's not fetishize like stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? I was just talking to Tweezy about this. It's like, yo, men have to stop fetishizing dumb shit. We have to stop trying to.
You know
to
what's a big
things.
Myth? That's not true. Women that got DSLs.
Yeah,
dick sucking lips.
That ain't got shit to do. Dang
it! I know some female.
No, that helps.
No. Look.
It holds
right,
it.
Look.
Okay.
You talk. It's coming from a man's perspective, okay. A man's experience. Twice.
So they just have big lips and don't know how to utilize.
There's
it.
Some.
Again,
I mean, it looks
everything.
Good when they got their lips
visual.
Around your
again,
dick.
It's
a visual, but it's the feeling. Like I've ran into some women that don't have big lips, that know how to give. That okay. Heavenly head,
like
heavenly just head. Make your toes like curl and shit.
You get legs.
Man, I get cramps in my thighs, like my thighs.
Sucker. Say a whole ass trunk. Yeah, yeah. Right,
booty cheeks start cramping up and shit. I had a girl get head so motherfucking good, dog. I had to start tricking.
that'll work. I mean, she
kind of
earned it though, right?
I mean, she earned it.
Okay.
When she
said, really
tricking it? Nah, it's not tricking, but you know, most niggas say it's tricking.
He earned
people
it.
People who don't have it say
well, yeah, it's true. If she says she needs some cash, I got you. I got you in return.
Well, I don't want to lose no top head giver though, because that's devastating.
You know how that's like that's worse than getting cheated on.
Yeah,
when you lose your best dick sucker.
Yeah,
I can honestly say from a personal standpoint, I don't even really have to get hit to have an enjoyable situation from my partner at all.
Yeah.
Like,
and I'm not. Yeah, I understand it too.
Sometimes that's all I want. I need to be. You can keep the coochie. Just give me the mouth.
Yeah, I'm
just being honest. Like,
that's cool.
I tell a female like
that give me lesbian vibes though. I mean, not from you. I'm just saying for me personally. I need that dick. It don't matter what you're gonna do with your.
I mean, I'm a like if you want it, I'll give it up. But like for me, if you just give me the head, I'm cool. But I'm gonna eat you out too. We ain't got a fuck. But it's just sometimes you just want that oil. You know what I'm saying? 69, reverse 69, whatever the case might be. If your throat can take it.
Hey, yo, real talk. Like, 69 is dope as fuck because it's like, it's a handshake agreement.
Yeah.
But with your mouth. And exactly. It's like, for exchange, ain't no robbery. That's what my daddy always told me.
Yeah.
I can read about something.
And if you sucking dick good, you might get the booty ache.
Hey, man, I listen. Say that. Say that.
Right there, like it's literally sitting on your nose.
Better. Yeah. Like, no. There's no reason for you to go. Yeah, there's no reason for you to just go ahead and take care of it.
So how far do we take our head game? All right, so like me. I was, when I started having sex, I was, you know, teenage guy. Mm-hmm. I was 175 pounds. And I was like, yo, I want to get strong because I came across some good-ass porn where I saw a dude flip a bitch upside down and ate her out upside down. I was like, I got to do that. I literally made myself bulky.
Where she's, so, like, her legs are up in the air and you holding her?
Like,
where
upside down. You know the Undertaker, Tombstone Piledriver. Oh, it's like that. And what was crazy is... Like,
I love when, wrestling. We love wrestling.
We are a wrestling family. I literally got big. Do you know what a power bomb is?
Nah.
All right, so.
This is hilarious.
I know, right? So it's basically like, let's say somebody is sitting on your shoulders. It's normally a very devastating slam that you would like, bam.
Jeez. That's the best position on the couch.
Like, real shit, even better.
I was going to get to go ahead.
I, in my youth, I learned how to pick up a woman, just lift her up,
mm-hmm.
straight up, like, into a standing position. Yeah. I once ate a girl out while she was holding the ceiling fan.
This is making me moist.
Once ate a girl out against the wall on my shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah, powerbomb position. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
This is moisture.
But, like, the first time I experienced... my first time eating pussy, I was like 17 years old. And it was like my high school sweetheart. And it was.
That's so sweet.
But it was just something in my mind was like, damn, I want to see what it's about.
See, and my thing
and that's what it was ever since then.
My kink is power, right? Yeah. So, like, I love having a woman over me in a powerful position.
Mm. Gattered man. She got to sit on my face.
Thank you.
Like, she got to sit on my face.
Summer. We've been saying this.
She got to sit on my face.
It's a face ride summer.
It's a must.
Jeez. You guys, you know what? I did my cousin. Shout out to Tracy. My cousin had me watching 50 Shades of Grey. And I watched the trilogy. Now, y'all, if y'all know me, y'all know it was very hard for me to do. I stopped hundreds of thousands of times. I cannot just watch TV no more. I don't know what it is. I can't sit and watch a whole movie. It drives me crazy.
And the books are way better than the movie anyway.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I didn't read the whole book, but I read some of the book years ago. And then I saw the previews of the movie, obviously, when it first came out. So I had a gist of what it was. It was no sense for me to watch the movie. I could pretty much gather it. And I watched all three of them, and I thought to myself, wow. That's all I wanted to say about that. Wow. It went so dark so fast. Yeah. I don't know. It was like, killing people now? I just want to see fucking. I don't want to see nobody killing nobody.
Everybody thought that the movie was going to be like raw ass porn. And yeah. I was like, no, there's a storyline here. And it's not even that fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, it is the most over. I don't even think they watered it down. What it was a very atypical to the common literature that you're seeing, and it was actually from a woman who wasn't like some graduate of, you know, something big like that. She just wrote down some nasty shit like you did. And sometimes people just want to hear that nasty shit. Fuck my brain with your words. Stick it in my ear, pussy. That's what people really What was PG?
My book was PG.
We're going to talk about that because it wasn't.
Anything coming from you is not PG.
Not PG.
It was pretty PG. It really was.
Pornographically guided?
Kind of. But yeah, exactly. In a kid-like way. I mean, not for kids, but you know what I mean.
I don't know. We don't do porn for kids. Sorry.
I'm not touching that one,
Epstein.
It wasn't for the kids. I'm just saying. But moving on. It was PG-13. All right. So how do you effectively communicate the way you want head to your partner? Or do you even feel comfortable? At a certain point in life, you certainly should feel comfortable. But can you guide them? You know, men, you have to be careful how you tell them certain things.
Yes.
Especially when it comes in the bedroom, because they do have that pride thing, that ego thing. And you don't want to bruise it, especially if you care about them. You just simply want to communicate how you like things, right? So let's go. Mo Faded.
Well, this is a twofold for me. Again, some men just like being told. As you get older, you should know, this is what I like. This is what I want my partner to do. This is what I expect. And as a good partner, you should also be very comfortable to do whatever you're being, you know, told or expected to do for the satisfaction of your partner. My thing is, I've always been very uncomfortable asking women for head because, I don't know, like some women hear that and they be like, ugh, you think I'm that kind of bitch? And it's like, I was hoping you was that kind of bitch, ma'am.
If not,
what are we doing here? You know what I'm saying?
It's so easy you're here.
That's something I know I got to work on. I just don't feel comfortable.
Don't say anything.
No, you know, I just ready to say. See, that's even worse. They call that the push. I don't want to be the pusher. You know what I'm saying?
I must be in a whole different category.
It's just that I've never had to beg no one for head. I just pull it out and they just.
It's better that way, and I'll tell you why. When a person, the head is better when a woman suck their dick like it's their dick and they're sucking their own dick for their pleasure.
The best women to give head is the ones who truly enjoy it. Like, you can just be getting ready to go to work, and she be like, you got 20 minutes? Mm-hmm. And that's it. Like, I've never had to beg a woman to give me head. And then when it came to the eating out, nigga, I'm all in. Michael Jordan, baby.
I'm aggro. Yeah.
Game six. Game on the line. I'm doing a free throw line dunk with my tongue out on her ass.
Shaq. Okay, I don't know anything about sports.
She's literally just naming people.
I'm just saying shit. Right.
Tiger Woods.
Okay. Lolo, how comfortable are you taking direction? Like, if a guy say, hey, babe, do this, or you're not doing this right, or whatever, how comfortable are we taking direction?
Now, you went too far with...
You ain't doing this right.
Yeah.
Well, that's just how I communicate.
But, like, I do listen, though, like, if he want me to slow it down or give a little extra something, this or that, like, you know, it's very easy. But as far as me, like, providing, like, I don't be so direct sometimes. I might be like, go back to what you just did.
Yeah.
Like, what you just did, do that.
Don't stop that. Don't stop.
Keep going right there.
Go back to
That's good communication.
All right,
that's
but if you cannot find that rhythm again, you're going to stop.
It's a rhythm.
Then we got to
find that because her body.
No, it's just over.
Moving. It's a different
movement.
Because
you have to lick it right before you stick it.
Before you stick it. All right. That was in a movie. I did watch that.
Because if she ain't grabbing your head while you down there, you ain't doing it right, my boy.
If your head is not smashed around her thighs, you're not doing it right.
I almost killed somebody like that, I think, before. Man, I think I cut off their circulation.
Well, who's trying to breathe?
Or if she's trying to run.
If I'm backing away.
Is she running?
You doing it.
Keep hitting it.
You doing it.
But see, I keep.
What did I say when I came here earlier? Some words.
Yeah.
Was it off camera?
Eating a pussy. You gotta lick that pearl.
That's right.
Stick your two fingers up in there, rub up against that wall, and push down on that little part right on the pelvis.
So you're gonna hit that G spot.
So you hit that G spot.
Okay.
He like a wet face, I see.
Yeah. Because that's what's gonna happen next. Oh, we can breathe down there. Okay. All right, can you guys marry somebody?
No.
Well, Lolo, just you go from there. Can you marry somebody with good sex but trash head? Just everybody go around the room. Lolo, you heard him.
I got to plead the fifth because I don't know who's watching. On that one.
We don't do that here. We don't do that here.
I'm the only one with the gavel.
Come on, man. Give me a pass on this one.
A pass? We
don't give passes?
I don't like lying.
Where are you?
I don't like lying.
And you cannot lie on the stand.
You know I'm a truthful person.
There you are. Well, let me show. What's going on back there? What? Okay.
You said, can I?
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
We got to think of something.
Mm. I'm single. Like single. We can ride fishbowl. Mm.
So, what that means.
We can ride fishbowl and you could. All day long, baby.
Jeez Louise.
Make sure you wear that summer dress. Eat your ass out over the hood.
So you gonna answer in just a second, yeah. Lolo? No, your answer. Both faded.
He don't care because he can't say shit.
You gotta say it.
I absolutely would because.
So if she just biting the dick.
Hey yo, I won't ask for it. I won't require it. Real shit. So. If you're bad at it and you know you bad at it, you ain't gonna be like, let me keep doing this. No, you're gonna be like, yo, I'm a fuck.
They think it's good.
Oh no, I'm gonna tell you. You ain't finna be shaving skin off my shit. Like, no, absolutely the fuck not.
So you can go the rest of your life without head.
Oh, absolutely. Because again, my kink is power. I like women.
Oh my gosh.
If I never got it again, I totally will be okay. Because I am a pleaser. I don't have to be pleased.
Man, that's all nice and all. But...
yeah, it sounds real good on paper. Everybody can't do what I do.
Hey, okay.
Back to you. Okay, now you ready?
No, I cannot be with somebody.
We knew the answer.
Because look, Amanda, I'm a freaky, nasty type of motherfucker, dude.
Wait, tell us your sign again.
I'm Capricorn.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all be talking about females. Oh, I gotta have a Scorpio, man. I'll kill the Scorpio that you was with, baby.
Yeah.
Get with a real freak. I'm nasty. Yeah. So it's I love sex. I love oral sex. I like giving and like receiving. So that's a big ass no for me.
You're not getting a ring, bitch, until you stop shaving my penis with your teeth.
Oh, the PTSD.
He said the only ring you're going to get is the one he leave in your bathtub. The
only ring she's going to get is a blow pop ring. Suck on that and learn how to suck dick.
Learn. Teach. All
right. Yeah, I heard.
But we're okay. But that's okay. Is that not okay? Learning, absolutely.
Like I said, everybody is a journey. That's why we're together, so we can be...
But she needs to be a willing participant.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. You can't...
Absolutely.
I'm not finna just suspect. Oh. You gon' no, you
got
to.
Nah,
you coach me, and I coach you.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? I'm in for that, but you should still know the basics. Just like a man should still know the basics
too. You
should
know that it should be
I know it's meat.
It should be spit.
It's seasoned.
What about if somebody don't like all that spit?
Some guys don't.
No, the female.
Oh, when
there's some females who don't.
Does that mess up the flow of the head? Like she want to wipe it off or?
Oh, that does. That shit get kind of annoying, honestly. It's like,
I can't tell what's what. It's just
dripping from my balls.
I'm not sure what's what at that point.
Now,
dabbing it like a preacher head and shit.
A female giving head, it gotta be. She gotta be blowing bubbles.
Yeah. I think the wetness gotta be blowing bubbles.
Man.
That makes it easier. And I think that's what.
The wet of the mouth and the way she's sucking, man, please. She blowing the boat. She about to make you busting by 8 minutes.
Yeah,
for some dudes to be out here saying they ain't never came from head, I think you
that's
niggas
a
lying.
Lie.
You niggas lying. Send your girl my way.
Hey, Dave.
Send your girl my way, and I'm a recorder. I'm a recorder and send it back to you. Now say, I know you lying. That's y'all way.
I think you're just trying to weasel your way into some free head. On camera, no less.
Send her over here.
Freak.
Set her out.
Set that ass. Set that mouth out.
Oh, gosh.
Need a Corinne Stephens.
She was just in the news for
Jasmine Cashmere.
You know all the freaks. How ironic. This little cat going here.
Yeah, and she a Leo, Scorpio, Virgo. Yeah. Send them my way.
If you say that one more time,
I just said the y'all females, right? I just said the females. God, just
the Leo women are dominatrix.
Are they?
They very.
So they would be very 50 Shades of Grey.
They're not.
They can be very submissive.
They can be submissive, but at the same time, they have to be in control in the bedroom.
Won't even
hit. Yeah, because they're the best at it.
It's
like a
but other than that,
head.
We're submissive.
Yeah.
Y'all know
what
he's talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. He said it's a difference. He did. I peeped it.
It's situational.
If you guys have anything you want us to talk about here on the show, make sure you reach out. For AMA, ask me anything. You can email me, thedoctor@theoperatingrooment.com, or you can call us, 314-441-5155. Call us right now, actually. If you guys have any questions or comments about the oral do's and don'ts. How do you guys like your head? Can you tell your partner how you like it? We just know we like it often. That's the only thing I can think of besides eating the groceries. So, I don't know.
Kevin Gates' sister.
Hey, listen, Kevin Gates can give me. Anytime him and Drinka want me, they can have me. Just send a plane ticket. I'm coming. Definitely. We all gonna come, actually, but...
I'm coming.
We all
gonna
come.
You just need y'all coming. My bad.
I'm coming.
Cause I
like you, Kevin Gates. Yeah. I like you, Kevin Gates. All right, it's all for like the first segment of the show. I'm gonna play some music. Well, we gonna have some technical issues, but
who the hell announces technical issues as if they're scheduled?
They are.
We gonna have some problems.
It's like the little thing that
comes. It's part of the show at this point.
Oh, shit.
Just help us next time.
Okay, it ain't in the hole.
Oh, my God.
It can't be slipping out.
Give us a second. We'll...
That mean I ain't gotta worry about no fuck nigga cheat. And I'm F-I-N-G-L-E again. Outside hanging out the window with my ratchet ass friends. I'm F-R-E-E, fuck nigga free. That mean I ain't gotta worry about no fuck nigga cheat. And I'm F-I-N-G-L-E again. Outside hanging out the window with my ratchet ass friends.
Go,
go, go, go, go. I'm G to the L to the O, beat glow. You can catch me out in traffic, tennis, slime with your hoes. I ain't popping out at parties, gotta boot me for a show. He say, yeah, be living fast, nah, pussy boy, you slow. Hey, we hopping out at red lights, twerking on them headlights. She say she can't come outside today, that means she scared, right? I be put up in the winter, in the summer, pop out at night. Bragging on that nigga top, you better hold his head tight. Anyways, life's great, pussy still good. Still eating cake, wishing that a bitch would. Got my foot up on they necks as a bitch should. On gun, I'm F-R-E-E, fuck nigga free. That mean I ain't gotta worry about no fuck nigga cheat. And I'm S-I-N-G-L-E again. Outside hanging out the window with my ratchet ass friends. I'm F-R-E-E, fuck nigga free. That mean I ain't gotta worry about no fuck nigga cheat. And I'm S-I-N-G-L-E again. Outside hanging out the window with my ratchet ass friends. At the red light, turkey on them headlights. At the red light, twerking on them headlights. At the red light, twerking on them headlights. On gun.
dance, huh? Ooh, she loose. I like how it moves. That's your friend, she look cool. She can come with you. Bend it over off the X. This our jigger boo. Glock 19, got two beams. Issue 52. My little Kruger got good Gucci, but she 62. My little bitch, she love to murder. She shoot bitches too. I finessed her, damn, I blessed her. It's the switch her rule. Jerry flower, pussy ball powder. I put my stench in court and I gave her power. And I can't fight her with bitches, homie, she out. I fucked them both in one person, I'm twin tower. Don't wanna date you, just fuck you, give me a out. I'm in that boot, I stand up in it, she got loud. Before I fuck you, hold on, touch me, hit the shower.
Hit that water.
She put it on me, had me moaning, had me howl.
On my mama,
pussy power, that little pussy power. Pussy power. That pussy got power. Pussy power. That little pussy power. Pussy power. That little pussy power. Pussy power. That little pussy power. Pussy power. That pussy got power. Pussy power. That little pussy power. Pussy power. That pussy got power. Slow your head down. Pussy splurging at them pennies. Add me to them draws. Got me merging in them pennies.
Gone.
You say you can't take it, just stop moving, let me finish. Pussy looking good, and it's healthy, show that spinach.
Hey,
bug in town, let me show you round. Jump in and hit me, what's up with it, suck me down.
Suck me down.
Where you come from with this pussy, lost and found.
That
pussy water, I can't swim, she let me drown. Pussy pow, that little pussy pow. Pussy pow, that pussy got pow. Pussy pow, that little pussy pow. Pussy pow, that little pussy pow. Pussy pow, that little pussy pow. Pussy pow, that pussy got pow. Pussy pow, that little pussy pow. Pussy pow, that pussy got pow.
When I tell y'all I love Big Boogie, I don't know why. It's just something about him. It's kind of cute.
Like, I genuinely question everything about you.
Oh, no. Welcome to the operating room, guys. Thanks so much for joining us. We had some technical difficulties, but next week, this is all Mo Faded.
Okay.
He's going to do the tag. Mo Faded.
What up, though?
You got some stuff about the Madam's memoirs. Have you even read this, PG? Because you was talking about it earlier.
I got a little bit into it personally. So I try not to give too much of a biased opinion because obvious conflict of interest. But if you are looking for a good, mature, adult read, that is nowhere near PG-13. Hey, matter of fact,
I am so mature.
If you're trying to put somebody to bed and they're an adult, you remember that scene from Don't Be a Menace to South Central? I drink your juice in the hood.
Which one? With the kids and the
No, not though. Why are you always talking about kids, man?
Somebody inboxed me and said, "Hey, can I have 10 kids with you?" Wrong one. I'm immediately turned off, sir. I ain't even respond.
Hey.
But go on. I'm
saying all your eggs fried.
That's it.
Yeah, so
this
would be like a good fun read. I would love to see this being, you know, read out to a group of people at a little winery event or something like that. Like,
that's a good idea.
Hey, yo, I'm full of dope ass ideas.
You are.
Yeah, I just stop smoking and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, it's a good read. You definitely want to check this out on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
If you have a copy, you know, write a review.
Yeah.
Tell your friends about it. Tell your daddy about it so he could beat his dick to it. Like, just,
oh my gosh!
Y'all don't think y'all daddy to be beating his dick?
Well,
God damn!
If they do, don't send me the video.
So my dad is the only one out here beating his dick by himself. That's what you're saying,
Father.
Y'all was weird, dog. Y'all be believing some dumb shit.
He on his own third one, dog.
Man, all I'm saying is enjoy the Madam's memoirs again. Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble.
Or just, you know what? Just email me or inbox me. I've been selling motherfucker out the trunk of my like car. Master like Master P. P baby. Hey.
Whatever. When I say money. Out the Chinese restaurant.
Anybody. I don't fuck around. I could be at Target. Hey, do you read Erotic Tales? That's how I
Samantha, do you read Erotic Tales?
And she'd be like, yes, baby. Like, yes, I do. This is a sexy book.
Yeah.
I would say sexy, though. I guess maybe not say so much as PG, but more PG. But sexy, is that a happy medium?
I don't know why you keep even saying PG.
Like,
well,
it's
I'm
very
nothing about you, PG.
That's very
no, because when y'all
you lying on the Lord's day.
Funny at this point.
Now, you lying on the Lord's day.
Like an impression that it's not like
it's not.
How many times is in there talking about sucking dick and eating coochie and eating ass? How many times about getting banged up against the wall?
And that's the thing. Yeah, it could be. So
like, this
what
is the
doing,
most subtle PG that I could have given you guys.
So she's trying to, she's like, oh, this is a single like, X cool instead of three X's on it, on the rating. So, like, that, say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, you talking about like Family Feud.
Ain't no strikes here. It's all open shit. See, motherfuckers is scoring.
What? Oh, hold on. Technical difficulties. Again. That might have been the cutoff right there. So just make sure y'all get a book. Call before we get any more technical difficulties. All right. 314-441-5155 is the number that I want y'all to call. If y'all want a book, get it. It's pretty steamy, right?
Now it's steamy. Look at
her. I'm trying to help y'all.
So the truth is coming out.
I'm telling you, I'm like Amber Heard on the stand.
I'm trying to get closer and closer to a collaboration. Amber's a whore.
Hey, yo, she was looking at, she was listening to her own shit like, bitch, I said, what?
Yeah, right.
She was confused.
Like, oh, damn. Y'all she, got she me in on trouble. This one.
Yeah. She confused.
I pledge not donated. It's the same.
She's a whore. That's it. All right. Lolo has some things she want to discuss. So we're going to do in today's news. Lolo, what's going on?
And got embarrassed about it.
Ooh, tell us about this.
So she started off, you know, we be nosy on social media. So she like, she had to erase the celibacy part off on her vision board for 2022. So we're like, damn, who you get this tattoo to? Who was that important?
Oh, shit.
She sold a bit and somebody bought a bit.
That you gave the cat away. Mm. And you had a year obligation to hold that motherfucker.
Wow.
So it was AB.
Okay.
Psycho ass.
Crazy. Them crazy motherfuckers got that D.
Hey, yo, he was crazy.
Oh, God, so you know.
It's finna be fire. You know he finna have
the way
your
he
ass.
His demeanor.
Everything about it.
Look. Ooh.
A little aggressive.
So,
yeah.
She posted some pictures. I'm missing him. They was like a friendly, but it's like a, you know what she mean. That's who she lost her shit. It's going
she
in a timeline
him.
Order.
This the first picture that came out of her with a guy.
Yes.
So we on, okay.
Since the young baby did.
We ain't thinking about him.
So, he posts a picture of her, a little video, with an AB tat on her lower back.
What?
And saying, you ain't pimping if you ain't hit an R&B store.
Pimping?
Pimp.
And she got a tattoo.
Smack up.
Yeah.
It's AB for the tattoo. She just got his initials.
She just got his initials.
She got his initials. But
he
posted and said.
Like, it was a slap in the face.
Unless you hit an R&B
beat. And so this bitch was like, I said I was sorry. I thought we got over this. So I guess he was trying to.
Sorry about the tattoo?
Sorry about she posted this picture of him and her. Mm. He's a pimp. You fucking know what he got going on.
Yeah.
So then. This man posts a video saying, we don't want your pussy. We don't want your type.
Yes.
We? Us is
us. Us is all the pimps.
Oh. What?
If we talk about Antonio
Brown. Yes. AB, Antonio Brown. Who quit on the field and ran off.
This nigga got naked and left the field, man.
And she got the tattoo.
And so now she was like, oh, I see what it really was.
And there was no indicator before.
So bitch, you was a hit it off that.
With the dick.
Off that.
She
look,
fell in
I'm
love.
Gonna be honest. When I look at him, all I see is you turn his ass up.
Yeah, it's like toxic attraction.
Yeah. It ain't even toxic. I think
he
just
has
got that
prison
dope
energy.
Dick. He just got that prison. He got energy. That dark skin dick.
Oh, see, I
That's what he got that dark skin dick.
Okay, I maybe need to try again. I tried it a couple times.
You know I'm about to tell you. You know,
I tried it a couple times and it didn't.
See, the light skin's got the head, but the dark skin.
Is it the dark skin?
They got that dick.
Well, you fucking with the wrong light skin niggas.
Tell me something.
You fucking with the wrong light skinned niggas.
So you ain't ran across
a gooch.
If you know this shit y'all fuck, don't post him. Don't get embarrassed at 40.
Don't get embarrassed at any age. That's dumb as fuck.
I'm a fucking Pimp C about to come out in me.
Fuck Keisha Cole, let's go back. Let's talk. Keisha Cole, we gonna pray for you, baby.
Absolutely.
Is it the dark skins?
It's really the dark skins.
Cap.
Okay. I didn't catch that.
I wouldn't say cap, but I'm like, what the fuck?
It's just like that.
No, I don't know if you know somebody that is co-signing, so it seems
rough and aggressive, and it's just it's mine.
Again,
it's
prison energy.
Making me moist.
I'm finna eat this pussy like a buffet as well.
Prison energy. Everything you said is a nigga that just got out. And he ain't get released.
Now we about to have talk about sex and colorism.
Oh, no, ain't that a bitch?
I'm sorry. So
I can sit up and say that light-skinned girls.
I don't know, because it's like good pussy come from good people.
Light-skinned girls look better naked than dark-skinned women. That's like...
That's crazy as fuck, right?
I got five.
Are you sure about that?
Respectfully, well, decline.
I'm just saying.
But
I don't give a fuck. Long as she black.
I just want
to be. We all black in the dark.
I don't do snow bunnies. I think about OJ and Kobe.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't know how we got third. I ain't trying to say. We talking about melon.
Man,
I'm going to have to try dark skin. But again, we don't want to offend anybody. But the way Lolo put it, it just sounds so wonderful.
Man, she just didn't have dick for so long. That's unreasonable.
It's only been like a couple of months.
But
she seems rather desperate.
She's desperate, man.
Selection.
She just missed that dick, and she just got caught.
That's on cool Instagram right what? Now with a big old heart over them big old soapy yellow titties.
So maybe she's going through something. And again, he took her by surprise.
She like dumb shit.
They always talking about they don't want toxic. As soon as they get toxic,
they like the dumb shit. Yeah. I swear.
I like them dope fiends.
I like toxic.
I want them dope fiends.
Bitch, I've been sitting in your trash can for 3.5 days.
Bitch, I'm sitting outside your bush.
I just don't think she was looking for love, but I don't think she thought that dick was gonna hit the way that it did.
Well, he said she fell in love.
Where she really wanna, you know, need something at this point.
Hit that spot and I'm emotional.
Yep.
Nigga,
he hit the back end of that wall.
Yeah, I better. That's why.
He hit the back end of that wall.
But you know what? Gotta fuck people accordingly. This is what we talking about. She's emotional. But she's going through things.
How many times have me and you had that talk? Privately, how many times have we had that talk?
Yeah, I gotta about, fuck motherfuckers
you
accordingly.
Can't, it is some females.
Can't give them the top
you
notch.
You cannot give them the top notch dick or tongue because they ass would be outside your house. Now, I done had a chick. I had filed a restraining order before on a female.
Restraining order is the word for the
week. I always leave y'all out. Like, let's just be an even playing field. Men as well. They will ride past your house. They will pull up and take a picture of your house and send it to you.
Like I'm outside your shit. That's craziness.
And then drive off once you call. Like, hello? What were you? I said, was you coming in?
No. What the fuck?
What are you here for?
I'm about to report your ass. Because it's harassment.
I ain't going
to
lie. Y'all do have the most stalkers, though. Naturally,
men tend to feel very entitled to women in general, right? Like, we always. That's so fucking weird.
If I'm not pursuing you to date you, and we just fuck buddies, you
just a snake. I don't even care.
I don't give a fuck about you like that.
You think you don't?
Can I pull out some math? Can I pull out some math?
Driving past her house.
My right hand to God. On my grandbaby. I ain't never gave a fuck about no sneaking. I'm a pawpaw. I ain't never gave that much about a female.
Can I hit y'all with some quick math real quick?
Never.
There is one black man for every three black women.
Come on, Kevin Samuels.
Fuck you.
Why the fuck am I gonna stalk your ass? If you just my fuck buddy.
Because how many of that one out of three is gonna give you that gog 5,000?
I right. settle for 2,500.
Right. Right. I settle it's for the limited out here.
Okay, it's well, like limited it's limited for y'all to get it's nigga with a good dick and y'all actually come, not faking.
Yeah, no, that's very true.
I'm gonna make you shit. Get up.
Yeah, we don't do that.
You gotta go.
I'm just telling y'all. Y'all really okay? Y'all can base that off the experience of the type of dumbass niggas y'all have dealt with. Man. That's like that. What? But I'm speaking like for myself. And you. Absolutely. Speaking for you too, then. Yeah. It's too much pussy out here to be tripping off one bitch. If that's not a chick that you trying to push down. I can't tell them nothing because I'm probably fucking their baby mama.
Something like that.
Keep your kids, nigga. I got about another hour or two to deal with your baby mama.
I'm not being biased. Like, if the dick is good, like, nigga, be available. Because I'm going to hit you up.
Yeah, I want it.
Yeah.
I want it. And if you get out of routine,
here we go.
Just a little question.
Come on, Tweezy.
So, with the AB situation.
Oh, I'm sorry. I took it off.
I never thought of him like how y'all talking about him, so I don't really, you know, all that. But not even on the ugly tip. Just how
but
he
his
handle
fashion
business.
Makes him.
He messy.
He messy.
So like he ain't really a type of person.
He ain't showing you no real man.
If he a pimp, if he supposed to be a player, you're not supposed. You never try to expose. A chick that you know that you fucking on
the know who got the good dick though.
But no, they have good psychological predatory issues.
He ain't keeping the pee.
But it's hard because it's like, let me see if it's really as good as if you perceive it.
He's a clown.
He's very much a clown.
But he's the same type of nigga that a lot of these females. I ain't gonna say y'all. I'm being respectful. He the same type of nigga that females be talking about. That's the clown ass nigga. But that's the one that y'all always go after. So you know, I'm about to have a light skin. I'm about to have a light skin moment right here. So the nigga that's like me, that's gonna keep it real playing with your ass. I just want some sex. I ain't trying to do nothing with you. You was like, oh, he lame. He soft. Where you keep the toxic shit?
Like, I just wanted to see what this be like.
Like, it's not somebody to be married.
You actually
are
good.
Nine times out of ten, most of y'all end up knocked up by that type of nigga.
Like some type of long-term agreement that binds y'all.
You can't get them no more. You can't get plan B no more.
That ain't passed.
Yes, they did.
You can't get not to you, though, because you the homie.
Well, baby, I'm going to fall down some stairs.
If y'all.
Hey, y'all.
If you don't swallow, don't let them nut in you.
But niggas be caught up, though. Let's stop there.
What?
You can't even. Yeah, but y'all got to understand also that if you go in raw, period.
Yeah.
Pre-cum or whatever.
It's always a possibility.
Man, I'm 41 and 4, so that ain't true.
It is true.
I'm 41 and 4. That ain't never.
I'm 5 and 2. It is true. Pre-cum will get you pregnant.
5 and 2. I'm talking about age. I'm talking about age and number of kids.
I'm talking about how many kids you had and how many kids you had to get rid of because of pre-cum.
Oh, but goddamn.
Wait a minute.
Damn.
I mean, let's be real. Pre-cum will get you pregnant.
Run that back, Turbo.
The nut can be on your back, on your stomach, and you're still pregnant.
You can get pregnant by pre-cum.
God damn,
I'm just saying. Let's
you
be
got
really
that doomsday pussy?
It's a lie.
You got that stop motherfucking... It. You got that Kill Bill for real.
Goose.
A nigga gonna have to wear a motherfucking Gladlock bag.
And then he'll still get snatched off. But let's
damn, so you got that snapper?
But let's talk about the cum towels, though.
Yes, please.
We talking about
shit, I had a little pre-cum come out just thinking about that. Damn, with no wonder.
Jesus.
Hey.
Everybody calm down.
God damn. Did you put him in the presser?
No, but I definitely was. But.
What's
who? Oh. Where your sisters in it? I know they got some relation.
Around the table.
Oh. Damn.
Just another little one. Baby Dandridge isn't here.
Baby Hendrix.
You guys are so spicy.
He said Baby Hendrix.
Like, what the fuck? Hey, forgive me. I'm high.
I like the fun time
of these. Well, goddamn.
Yeah, you know what to slow down these pregnancies? Cum tiles. How about it, man?
You can definitely get them by reaching the doctor to wipe up all that cum.
Wipe it up.
So y'all can hopefully don't get pregnant.
If you shoot it on her butt, wipe it up. If you give a head, ladies, take it down the throat.
Cleanliness is
and go to www.theoperatingrooment.com. Or you can email her personally at thedoctor@theoperatingrooment.com. Call that number also, because she might be slow to respond at 314-441-5155. Get you a cumtail. You can book her that way. You know her hostess be live.
Hey, turn up.
She gonna talk her shit.
Puff and body paint coming up.
And you gonna want her again.
Yeah, lingerie
so
ball.
So email or call her.
Hey.
Lingerie I'm ball.
I'm hosting. Mm. Lingerie ball is on the 23rd. We gonna turn up July 23rd.
Sounds fun.
Sounds fun.
We're gonna have a good time. I like hosting too, because it's, I don't know, it's like live and everybody just like staring at you like, what's she finna say now? I'm like, damn, just hold on, everybody. I'm not a fucking comedian. Damn. Shit, I'm just for the host to say some shit. But
I want a whole 30-minute set.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm not a comedian. I swear to God, everything I'm saying is true. It really is, guys. Just, you know. So I appreciate that. You know, I appreciate the hosting jobs. It's cool. It's a nice gig. I love it. All right, so let's jump in and set me out. I think we got, oh, shit, 2 minutes. We can talk the fastest. We want to set Lolo out. Let's just take a look at this beautiful melanin. Good cooking guy.
Snapper trapper.
Talk your shit, Goop.
That's okay. My dog. That's my dog.
Okay. She is looking for someone. Okay. She's 34. She's a black female in St. Louis. She is looking for only, she's straight, and she's looking for a straight man, okay?
Straight.
Keyword, Negro, straight.
Straight. She described herself as funny, well-built, outgoing woman. She enjoys laughing, cracking jokes, traveling, cuddling, and sports. She is a Leo, guys. So you...
Tread lightly.
See, the Leo's in trouble.
Tread lightly. I love y'all, but goddamn it, y'all crazy.
Don't listen to him.
Hold on, Gooch. Jesus. Okay, we looking for a stable.
You want me to be single like him? I'm trying to find some.
Jesus Christ. All right. She's looking for a man that's in a stable place physically and mentally. That's not a lot in St. Louis.
And financially, if it's nice.
Therapy is good, but she wants you to stimulate her mind and her body while being a leader. You must, she says, be an alumni of the AEU. We love them, all right?
Yes.
She loves them. We and appreciate you guys, and that's what she's saying. You got to be at least 5'8", medium to husky build, so she likes them kind of thick, versatile wardrobe, and an extrovert. She wants to have a little fun, all right? She's looking for a date to soulmate. So anywhere in between a date to soulmate. You got to be in between 32 and 42. She's open with the race. The turnoff, is community penis, bad breath. Your mother is staying with you to help her out. And what else? Lolo?
That sums it up. All just right. Be a stand-up guy.
Just be a man.
Just be a man.
That should be a t-shirt for y'all.
Just be a man. And then as soon as you turn around to eat ass and have an arrow pointing.
That's a t-shirt for y'all, both of y'all.
Thanks, Gooch.
Y'all welcome.
That's also a t-shirt. Thanks, Gooch.
Let's just make money around this motherfucker. That's it.
All
right.
I'm all about it.
Send me out contestant. His name is Cam. He is 41. He's black. He's originally from New York. He's been in St. Louis for 6 years. He's straight. He's 6 foot, right? 6 feet, excuse me. 230 pounds. He has a salt and pepper beard. He says he's a laid-back Sagittarius. He's looking for a woman that can cook, that is secure in her femininity, that knows how to let the man lead. I don't know if I like that. But okay. She is interested. He's interested in building something organic. He's looking for anything in between a one night stand to a summer fling. But you want her to be organic? Hold on.
And Cam.
Cam, call me Cam. Call me Cam.
You can find him down in Washington, bro. They down in Washington, bro. Be outside by 12 to 4 o'clock between Thursday and Sunday.
He's looking for someone to cook for him and they have an organic relationship.
A.M. Yes. Both.
All right, 30 to 48. He's looking for a female. Excuse me, that 30 to 48 black. He said his only deal breaker is you, if you can't cook, he don't want to talk to you. He prefers a plus size woman. You have to be two something to do something. He says he likes hips and thighs. So if you weigh 199, you are out of the loop. Okay. You have to at least be 200. And that's not even, is that, you know, I don't know if that's big or not. I don't know. But at least 200 pounds. 199ers, you can't get it.
No, Gooch.
Come on. Gooch, come on. Ladies and gentlemen, the operating room presents Gooch will be taking over the rest of the show. I'm on a break. Be careful. I'm on a break.
No, turn it around, dog. Oh, shit.
Oh, careful.
Hey, yo, this chair will be your demise.
Just relax.
I'm good. I got nothing to say, dog.
You sure you want to hold all of that in?
I'm going to hold all that in, baby.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We felt the same way when we first heard
it. You was on the same page.
But, you know, we got to find Cam somebody at the end of the
day. Yeah, I got nothing to say, dog. I got nothing to say.
If y'all fit that description, if y'all get what he's saying.
I didn't get it.
Hit up. The doctor.
I ain't no hater.
At the doctor at the operating room, ENT.com. The doctor on Facebook. No, the operating room. ENT on Facebook. And hit up the doctor. And let them know if you can cook and have a one night stand with Cam.
Alright.
Or if you're looking for a date and soulmate and you want to get with Lolo.
Yes.
And we're going to have fun and turn up.
Y'all gonna have a good time.
Hit up the doctor.
All right, let's just wrap up the show. Mo Faded, Oral Do's and Don'ts. YouTube, you go.
Oral Do's and Don'ts. Do it like you enjoy it. Let's keep the teeth at a minimum. Get some practice in. And please. If you see shavings of a carrot on the fucking floor, you're doing it wrong. And have fun, hug your loved ones, and
use me a spoon.
Hydrocortisone.
Oh shit,
that's for itching. I don't know.
No, I thought that was
hydrocortisone for itching. Need a spoon for healing up cuts.
Hey, look, I don't know what's going on.
Healing the itch, don't it?
No. Bet not.
I know, right? I didn't know you could catch gingivitis in your dick.
Wait, gingivitis? Oh,
it's another
team.
And she had a gap.
Wait, he still got PTSD.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, so you had like the double lines going like.
Oh. She had a nice little gap. A little overbite, so, you know.
Oh, damn, she like a shih tzu.
You weren't going to get bit?
Man, I never had that.
You thought that overbite was going to over the dick?
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. You should sue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man, I wanted to punch and I don't hit women.
I get it.
Oh, my gosh. This is
I bet you let her finish.
Yeah, we talked about
that. We just ended up fucking, dog. We just ended up. I had to tell this dog.
Hey, yo, that's something crazy about men.
And we'll get some my shit. Nut.
Hey, you threw some lotion on her?
I spit on the back.
Oh, my God. You nasty.
I'm very nasty.
But creative, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, she thought it was. I was like, oh.
I would be so upset. Nigga, you spit on me?
She didn't know. She knows now,
how
but she didn't.
How dare you?
She didn't know. All right. Lolo.
I don't care. She knows. She blocked on everything, goddamn me.
You know what? Be
Gucci
nice,
be
bad.
You can't out nigga a nigga. Remember that.
Jesus Christ.
Not this light skin nigga.
Lolo, oral do's and don'ts.
Ladies, relax your throat. And fellas, Open your mouth on that motherfucker.
Get in there. Get in there.
Suck on the clit is what she's trying to say.
Suck the soul.
That's what she's trying to say.
And then, ladies, make sure
you... some plastic on your bed. It'll be fine.
Yes.
I'm not that aggressive in real life. But that's what... Gooch. Oh, do you have plastic on your bed? Gooch. Episode 4, Oral Do's and Don'ts.
Fellas.
We are so happy you was here. We gotta go. What's going
fellas,
on?
Fellas, eat the coochie like you love it. You gotta please the lady. Make her body sing. Females. Stop using your teeth.
That's all.
That's all I gotta say. Suck it like you love it. Like it's the last supper.
Like it's the last supper. All right.
I thought he said the last supper.
Supper.
Oh, supper. Okay. Yeah. Jesus stuff.
That's yeah, correct. Jesus stuff. That is absolutely right.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us.
He probably wanted some
inside.
Head before he died. I don't think he got any.
Dang, he didn't.
Baptized that face.
Don't put him in this.
My bad. I'm agnostic now, so now I got to like wrap up my
dirt. I think he died a virgin.
Yeah, he didn't get no pussy.
At 33, though.
No, he had a higher purpose. He probably, bro, he probably didn't even get horny for real. He had a higher purpose.
He probably never even had an erection. Why would we talk?
Why are you talking? I don't even want to visualize that. That's like your parents.
Oh my God.
Y'all going. You know what? I see y'all.
We had a great time.
Probably.
Next
baptize
week.
Baptize her face like. No, sorry.
Sure, go ahead.
Oh,
this is a lot. Jesus. It was totally new.
We was just playing.
Next week. You guys come back next week, 8 o'clock. Sunday inside the operating room. The boys were. We got DJ. The Bomb Don. DJ Ramon is going to be here. DJ Chino will be here and Big Tash will be here. So they said they're going to come and turn this motherfucker up and have it the hottest it's ever been. And I said, can someone do that?
We'll see.
And they said they're going to try. I said, okay, we got a couple games to play. It's a couple of them. So we might not get to do every game on each one, but we're going to have a good time next week. We're going to turn up. We're talking standards and preferences and the difference between the two. Because I think people are starting to get it mixed up. Like, I prefer this, but I just have never really had any good dark skin dick, so now I have to try based on the two reactions I got from these ladies. I'm gonna revisit a dark skin and see, because I've never, I don't know, the ones that be giving me the business, they wasn't dark skin. So we gonna see, but we don't want to disrespect anyone. It's just that's preferences and standards. That's
experience.
It. That's it. And different experiences. So we gonna talk about that.
Just give me a sister.
No, and that's correct. That's correct.
But I don't want no UPS truck.
What's the UPS truck?
I like them slim, thick and fluffy.
Okay.
But not UPS truck.
Said 200,
truck.
You can't be
199. I don't want no 2-ton. I ain't bitch pressing no 2-ton. I'm stopping at 186.
Well, the door skin is probably do.
I love all shades of black. I love y'all.
Hey,
lady.
Why the light skins don't talk about what they not going to do? Do everything. Okay. Do it all. Get the job done.
I can only lift this much. I can only lift
this much. I ain't trying to do all
that. Get the job done. I mean, you put that motherfucker. Dark skins don't give a fuck. That's why they got that dope dick.
Prison energy.
Prison energy.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
They going to take
shit.
Care of you.
Bubba tried to bid them the same way.
I'm
going
to try to do dark skin.
I'm sorry, what was that, Gooch?
Bubba probably did them the same way.
Bubba? No, that's definitely a light skin. Yeah, I got all the nicknames in here.
Bubba was having fun with them in prison.
That's why he couldn't wait to get out. That's why he's so excited. Booty I'd do bandits. Anything and
that don't mean that. That's colorism. Dark skin is just being
you
jailed.
Started this
you
war.
Start. Y'all started.
If you don't want to be
I
here.
I started. Did I?
What
light
skinned
dudes do? Let me hit
them
shoot.
Let me
hit
them
shoot.
But they be caramel. They don't be dark. That's what I'm saying.
Well, what light skinned dudes do that?
What?
Post about who they gonna shoot.
Y'all don't
even
bitch press.
Man, I ain't trying to get no Rico case.
Bro, hold on. I ain't even trying to get into all of this.
Y'all?
What?
No, they said
y'all got some shit choices, man.
They said light
skinned. I ain't mean no harm.
All I said was.
Who are these people? Who is these? Point these niggas out.
I'm going on what they saying. That's it. I'm simply going on what they saying.
Squeezy back there like, oh, God.
I'm just glad I've never been put in the average category with the rest.
best of the light-skinned niggas that y'all have ever experienced.
Man, y'all done listened to way too much Drake in this motherfucker.
I stay out the way.
Thank you so much for joining the operating room. I am the doctor. We're going to see y'all next week.
Where all your tabs go.
Uh-oh, I got to talk to them about this off camera.
Everywhere you go.
At Thrivent, we help clients find their financial clarity with advice, insurance, investments, banking, and generosity. See how your money can do more at Thrivent.com. Thrivent is the marketing name for Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, Thrivent.com/disclosures. There are a million reasons to go beyond the numbers with your finances. Done right, your financial strategy should lighten your step so that you can lift up others. At Thrivent, we've helped clients with advice, investments, insurance, banking, and generosity for over 100 years. Let us help you find your financial clarity and live a life that's full as well as fulfilling. See how your money can do more at Thrivent.com. Thrivent is the marketing name for Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, Thrivent.com/disclosures.
Remember to re-up, which simply means you can redirect, you can reconstruct, you can regain, you can retrust, you can rebuild. Just remember to re-up.